Hey guys, welcome back again. The Mixtape here with another music and movie weekly update, this time for February the 23rd. The first movie we're going to talk about this week is Drive Away Dolls. This is a comedy caper that follows Jamie, an uninhibited free spirit, upset by another breakup with a girlfriend, and her demure friend, Marion, who both desperately need to loosen the F up. So in search of a fresh start, right, the two embark on an impromptu road trip to Tallahassee, Florida. Things go quickly awry when they cross paths with a group of inept criminals along the way. Written by Trisha Cook and Ethan Coen, this one is also directed by Ethan Coen, one of the Coen brothers. It looks interesting. If you like Coen brothers films, this one might be right up your alley if you watch the preview. It looks amusing, so, you know, check it out. Drive Away Dolls. Hey, if anybody is interested, Tenant is getting a re-release. I don't know why, but it is being re-released into theaters if you want to go check out Tenant on the big screen. Also being re-released is Les Miserables, so you can watch that in theaters too if you want to. Coming to theaters and video on demand is a very strange-looking horror film called Stop Motion. Ella is a stop-motion animator whose mother, whom she used to have a very complicated relationship with, has recently passed away. To cope, she throws herself into filming this new macabre puppet movie, which becomes the stage for all of her internal grief, and before long, the puppets begin to take on a life of their own, causing Ella to question her very sanity. And even more disturbingly, the power of imagination. Listen, watch the preview. This one looks freaking twisted and weird, and I am interested. Sometimes with these kind of off-kilter horror films, you're going to get one of two things. They're either going to be really crappy and boring, or they're going to be scary as hell and disturbing. So I'm hoping for, you know, disturbing. Again, this movie is called Stop Motion. I want to mention one more film coming out. This one is actually coming out on the 27th. It is called Camp Pleasant Lake. This is a low-budget horror film starring little Jonathan Limpnicki, the adorable kid from Jerry Maguire. Well, he's a full-grown-ass adult now, and he's going to be in this horror film, yo. An enterprising couple, the Rutherfords, decide to open a horror camp on an abandoned camp property, Camp Pleasant Lake. This is a property where a young girl named Echo Meadows, was kidnapped, and her parents were brutally murdered 20 years prior to this. Low budget, questionable acting, over-the-top blood, probably going to be a lot of fun. Now let's talk a little bit of music, because we have actually have quite a bit of music releasing on the 23rd. So I'm going to give them to you right now. The first is it MGMT or Management? I think it's MGMT. Anyway, they got a new album coming out called Loss of Life. Check that one out. Ace Frehley of Kiss fame has a new album, 10,000 Volts, dropping on the 23rd. Elephant Stone, Back into the Dream, is coming out. Next up on the list, we have Mick Mars, The Other Side of Mars. I'm really interested in hearing this because after all the crap that happened with his former bandmates and everything they did to him leaving the band, this is actually Mick's first solo album. So This Side of Mars ought to be an interesting one to check out. Modern English, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, that Modern English. This is their first studio album in 8 years. So I'm really interested in hearing this. From what I gather, it's new stuff. Also, they've put on some stuff that sounds very much like their old stuff. So ought to be fascinating to check out. Last but not least, Rod Stewart and Jules Holland, Swing Fever. This one is a salute to the timeless songs of the big band era. Sir Rod Stewart and Jules Holland with his rhythm and blues orchestra. I'm sure it's going to be kind of catchy and fun. I probably won't buy it, but I might check out some tracks because it is Rod Stewart. Okay, with that, the mixtape is out. We'll return next week for more. Until then, go watch something, listen to something, and stay awesome.